Hey, what's happening? Ward Wrestling Live. We're here, and we're here again with a unbelievable young man out of the state of Georgia. Meeting's now streaming live. Hopefully, mom and everybody, you guys are catching it. We're here now. Yep, we're live. We're done. Right here from Woodward Academy, wrestling for the great legendary Jeff Reagan. It's Michael Killick. If you don't know, just look him up. Two-time Georgia State champ. Fargo champ, GFC champ, third place at Super 32, national high school champ, runner-up just last week at the Dave Finnegan. Holla, your boy Dave Finnegan. And he just was runner-up last week at the Knockout, which has grown to be maybe one of the toughest tournaments in the nation, obviously in the Southeast. And we're here with him today, Mr. Michael Killick. Killick. Am I throwing it up?
Kalich. There's like an accent on the C, so.
That's why when I see everybody posting your name, they've got like this little thing on the bottom of it.
Yeah, everyone calls me Killick, though, so.
Yeah, I would do the same thing if I didn't ask you properly. So, Kalich, I got it. All right. I'm going to share you across the country here while we're talking. So, everybody, I'm assuming they know you already, but they'll know you again. But, hey, man. Thanks so much for coming on. I really do appreciate it. I mean, so you're what, a junior now?
Yes, sir.
And you've been wrestling 11 years, based on what we talked about, right?
About.
Now, are you from Georgia originally? Have you always been wrestling in Georgia?
Yes, sir. I'm from Georgia. Yeah, born in Georgia, wrestling in Georgia.
So, you know, one thing I want to ask is, man, what has made the wrestling in your state get so much better? It seems like it's excelled, not overnight, but over the last few years, you guys have just went to where you're really putting yourselves on the mat.
Donovan Pannone at Level Up, he produced a lot of us. A lot of us go to Level Up and wrestle with each other, and we just put the work in. So that's a lot of the reason. The Team Georgia coaches, really good coaches at the Fargo camps and all that. Reagan was also a part in helping with the Fargo camps.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, I was at GFC, saw what you Georgia boys did there. I wasn't at Super 32. No, they said no media was allowed. Awesome media there, but I didn't have a kid there or anything, so I wasn't there. But we saw Georgia put the numbers up there. Then you guys go into this Elite Eight that they just started. And you guys whooped up on everybody there. So, man, what a great offseason for Georgia, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, beat Kong.
How'd that feel?
Oh, it felt great.
Now, what was Chase saying? He really wanted it to come down to his match.
Oh yeah, but Noah was the one that came up clutch.
Yeah, he got like a turn in the last.
Yeah, he got like a takedown in the last 10 seconds. It's crazy.
Yeah. And Noah and Chase, from what I've learned now, I've had them both on the show, but now talking to Chase, he mentioned that they actually drill together. They're drill partners. So
yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Man,
they live far away from like all the Level Up guys. So it's like hard for them to be in the room sometimes for Level Up and stuff. But
wow, how cool is that? You can go to a practice. And yes, sir. The number one guy and the number four guy in the nation are drilling with each other.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Yes, sir.
So, hey, first of all, let's just get it out of the way, because I know it's not something you want to talk about. Tough weekend. You expect to win everything you're in. You were undefeated coming into the tournament. You let one slip away there. Jack Crook, I mean, he is really good. He stepped up and got that one from you. I'm sure you want to meet him again. But talk about that tournament. The atmosphere, the new arena that we were in, the raised mat. And then were you able to take a step back and be able to watch a lot of the finals other than the one that you wrestled in and see all the amazing action?
Honestly, I was like too sad.
That's understandable.
Yeah. I was just disappointed in how I wrestled. But Jack's a tough kid. I just should have I don't know. I got in my own head a little bit.
Yeah, that's okay. And I'm sure, you know, having a brother wrestle right before you win, it's got to pump you up a little bit, you know?
Yes.
But that's okay. You guys are both nationally ranked. I'm sure you'll see each other again somewhere down the road, and we'll see what happens, right?
Yes, sir.
But how did you like the tournament as a whole? I mean, you went through pretty well. You were in a real tough weight class. I mean, there was national guys falling out in the quarterfinals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a tough tournament. Had Hunter Nolan in the semis. He's a pretty tough kid. Strong. He was strong, but I like the tournament a lot. It's a fun tournament.
Yeah, I know last year you wrestled in it. This year you wrestled in it. And
I always end up losing my first matches at knockout.
You didn't lose your first match. It was the last one this time. But a lot of people, I don't think, understand how tough it is there.
Yeah.
They've really grown that tournament to be really deep, it seems.
It's definitely the toughest tournament in the South, I would say.
Yeah, and you get to see a lot of the same you get to see a lot of your Georgia buddies come down, right? You guys all come down together. I had a great time. I was taking photos. I think I got some of you. I said to I tell wrestlers, hey, some of the photos are good, some of them are bad, right? Because I don't do the wrestling, I just do the photoing. It just depends on what you guys are doing, but I think I had a couple good ones of you and your teammates, and it was nice to see Coach Reagan. I had him on my show early on when I really didn't know what I was doing. Hopefully I did okay, but I had him back on. I'd love to have him back on. It was great. He was fun, so knowledgeable. But speaking of him, Woodward Academy, one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Jason Fulmore, SC Wrestle, throws out a question. Which was the tougher loss, Alec Martin or Jack Crook?
Oh, probably Jack Crook, because I don't know. I feel like the Alec Martin match, though, I was up, and in the last period, I let it slip away from me. So probably the Alec Martin match, actually. In the Jack Crook match, just disappointed in how I wrestled. Could have wrestled better. We all have rough matches, but yeah,
it's not like you're having a bad year. 27-1. I'm sure you'll continue to make it work.
Yes, sir.
And what's it, Jacob Steiner, Crook? It's fresh on his mind still. Laugh out loud. Jason Fulmore, yes, you were awesome. Yeah, well, first of all, Woodward, man, and Jeff, and what he's built up there. I mean, talk about what makes that program such a tremendous program, and what he's doing there. What makes it a place that a lot of kids want to go and be?
Well, academics. It's got good academics. Beautiful campus. It's like a college campus. And then the hard work we put in the room. Me and Matthew every day, we train our asses off, and we just get after it, get better every single day. And we're building up these other kids and getting them better.
You know, what would you say makes Jeff such an amazing coach, and what makes kids attract themselves to him?
The technique he teaches that he learned from Oklahoma State, the hard work we also have another coach, Anthony Rivera, very tough coach. He's doing MMA right now. But he's in the room every day. He's drilling with me and Matthew, getting us better. Reagan's teaching these moves and helping us. He's critiquing little points on certain moves, help make the move tighter or better, and just really clean up our technique.
Nice. And who's the biggest rival in Georgia? Who's that team that you guys really go neck and neck with or look forward to wrestling?
Probably Woodland, I have to say, but they're pretty loaded this year as well.
And then of course sprinkled throughout the state, you've got Warren and mm-hmm. Pettigrew and those kids, and man, it's Cass, right? The Cass.
Yeah, the Cass team is good too.
Yeah, they had a couple of young kids that really wrestled tough. What was the second match of the finals? Was what was it? Craps and
Craps and Corday.
Corday, yeah. Isn't Corday one of your guys?
Yes, sir.
Yeah man.
He's
Corday was holding on for dear life at that last second, right?
It's a crazy match.
Man, it was fun. I appreciate all the good wrestling we got to see. Billy Kemp said, I heard your dad was a high school champ. Is that true?
that's my uncle. What did he say?
He said, I heard your dad was a high school champ. Is that true?
He won like freestyle and Greco state, I think, because he did judo as well. So yeah.
That's what we got to see.
Yeah. But I don't know if he was amazing at folk style. Not sure.
Gotta look. Well, first of all, let me just go through this real quick. Dave Finnegan said, what's up? Chuck Morris in the house. What's up to Chuck? He said, you're the man. Obviously, Jason Fulmore with SC Wrestle. Jacob Steiner just shouted you out. And then, of course, Billy Kemp. And Jason Fulmore throws another question. This is great, man. I don't have to get to my questions. Everybody just keep sending stuff in that you want me to ask Michael. Now, you kept mentioning Matthew. Is that your drill partner, your brother?
Yeah, I drill with Matthew. He's pretty big, but we make it work.
Awesome. So here we go. Another question from SC Wrestle, my man Jason. What was it like to wrestle Ethan Miller and have him lose it when you won an elite Elite Eight?
Oh, it was fun. Yeah, it kind of like hit me in the head after the match. But I was just so happy I won that I didn't really care to push it back or anything. And he just stormed off the mat. But yeah, and then he commented on my Instagram. He said, good match, so let's run it back or something.
Yeah, I'm sure once the adrenaline comes off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, I guess since we're there, since Jason brought that up, talk about that tournament this year. It's the first time they did the Elite Eights. Your buddy Chase was on. He was talking about how the banquet feel and the great meals and the parents sitting at the tables and just the dual teams being right on top of each other. Man, talk about the atmosphere, how much fun it was, what it came down to win it.
Crazy atmosphere. I felt like I was back on Minion scenes when I was a little kid. Because when we were kids, the atmosphere was insane at VAC duels, all these parents going crazy. Yeah, it just felt like a reunion. That's what it was.
And you know, getting to wrestle that Pennsylvania team and winning it, man, what was that like?
Oh, it was great. Yeah. It's a stud team. It's not even really Pennsylvania. It's just like all the best kids around the nation coming on one team.
That's awesome.
Ours is just like the South and Minions, really. So it was great.
Yeah, great time. I hear they're going to do it again?
Probably, I would assume.
Yeah, and I guess it's Elite Eight for a reason. So they're going to get eight great teams, right? And and run another one back. But they got to bring the reigning champ back, right? So you guys will be there.
Yeah, of course. We still haven't gotten our robes, though.
What's up with that? Yeah. I'm sure you'll get them.
Yeah.
Into this offseason, obviously, you've been a Fargo champ. You've been an NHSCA champ. Those didn't work out this year, right? Because of, we lost Fargo, right? We didn't do Fargo this year.
We didn't. We lost Fargo this year.
Did we lose the National High School also? I think we lost NHSCA.
So we
missed those two. And then we had Tony Greathouse say, you know what, I'm going to bring the GFC down to Myrtle Beach. And didn't have to go to Michigan. Now, was that your first time to the GFC?
That was. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so hopefully they bring it back. They did a great job. What did you think just to have wrestling back in a tournament like that? And then, oh, by the way, you just went and won it.
Yeah, that was probably the best tournament I've ever wrestled, I think.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I wrestled lights out. I felt like I was the best kid in the nation at that tournament. That fake kid in the finals.
He's a really good kid, right? From Sam, which I think you got him 2-0 or something?
No, I beat him 5-0.
Five. Oh, it was in Super 32, right, where you won 2-0.
Oh, no, no, no. He wasn't at Super 32 for some reason. It was weird.
I think it was your final Henry Porter.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was your third place match. To come in third, I think you were 2-0.
Oh, no, no, no. Wait, to go for third at Super 32?
Yeah.
I pinned my kid. It's Anthony White. He's a tough kid. I beat him 3-2 originally in the tournament, and then I pinned him.
I thought I saw something where you advanced.
Yeah, but he's a stud.
Well, good. Well, keep pinning kids. That's cool. that GFC was deep, right?
I think you might have been thinking of Logan Hours. I beat him 4-0. I'm not sure.
That was to get to the third place match, right?
Mm-hmm. Or it was two before that, maybe. Yeah. Then I think
you went all the way through the championship, and then you lost to Alec, and it pushed mm-hmm. you into that.
Then I lost. Then I beat that kid, and then I wrestled Porter, beat him like 7-2 or something, and then wrestled, what's his name? That Anthony White kid.
Yeah. We know the two. We know Alec Martin and Kirk. But besides that, what's been that match in your career where you think, okay, I'm on the mat now? What was that one match where you won it, or that one tournament where you won it, where then that's when the phone started ringing? That's when people started knowing who your name was.
Like the tournament that kind of like got me out there.
Yeah.
Probably. GFC maybe. Yeah.
The one this year.
Yeah. It might have been Super 32 though, because Super 32 was huge, and GFC, I don't know. I feel like it didn't get the love it deserved.
I think I agree with you. I think people don't realize how deep it was. It was fun. What would you say? I mean, who are you today because of wrestling?
It just makes me work harder in everything I do, school, life. It just makes me tougher for problems I may have later in life.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, everybody says that just
– the life.
You don't quit at something, right? You work hard. You know nothing's easy.
Mm-hmm. Once you wrestle, everything in life's easy.
Yeah, and I'm guessing with your schoolwork, obviously you don't pass your classes. I'm sure Jeff's not letting you on the mat. What's next? What's next for you, Michael? I mean, I know that you're a junior now. You haven't committed yet, right?
Correct.
I know college is in your future, and we can talk about if you've gone on visits or anything yet. But mm-hmm. What's next now with Woodward Academy? What do you guys have coming up? Are you guys going to compete still at the national level right now, or is it straight into the Georgia State Series?
Well, we were going to go to Madison, Alabama, and wrestle with Thompson and a few other dual teams this weekend. But a few of the kids on the team got corona, so we can't. But I think next after that is area duels and like section, or I think it's just area duels, and then we go to state duels.
And then after that into freestyle?
After that into individual state, I guess, and then into freestyle.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm excited for freestyle.
Is there a kid out in the nation right now that you want to wrestle? I mean, is there someone out there that you look maybe above in the rankings or in the weight classes that you're like, man, this is one kid that I haven't had the opportunity, and I'd love to see where I'm at against him?
Probably any kid in like the top five of my weight.
And yeah. The nation is, what is it, 145?
145.
Yes. Yeah, there's some hammers up there, right?
Yes, sir.
How about the number one kid? Who's number one?
Chittum.
Chittum, yeah, that'd be fun.
Me and Cody go way back too. Buddies.
You've done that a few times, huh?
Yeah, we have wrestled, yeah. Last time we wrestled, I beat him.
You got bragging rights.
Great, I think, yeah.
Yeah. You could tell, you know, I was talking to – I forget who I was talking to, but, you know, have you watched that Lee Kemp story? On Netflix or Amazon or whatever one it's on?
No.
So I had no idea This is like something like, I don't know, you and Alec Martin, you'd be like, hey, come into the room and we'll just be the drill partners together. Uh-huh. But I guess there was a story in there where they said, you know how Lee Kemp won that match against, I'm talking ahead of myself. But anyway, he beat the great Iowa guy. And someone help me out. I'm having a brain fart.
I can look it up.
You know, the greatest wrestler ever, they say.
Dan Gable?
Dan Gable, yeah. See, what an idiot I am. That's what happens when you get old. You lose your mind. But he beat Dan Gable, right? Well, I heard that they said on there where Dan Gable went to his wrestling coach and asked if they could drill together. And they drilled together in the room, and they kind of let those guys be like Rocky and Apollo. And they just went at it. And,
dang.
But he didn't say on there who won or not. But it was a pretty cool story. Like I picture you kids like just meeting up in like a drill room going, hey, let's just do it, right? And you guys are in the corner drilling it. Thank you, Jacob Steiner, Bud Head and Ball. I'm a complete fool for forgetting that. But I'm thinking about Michael Killich, but it was a great, so you could call out your buddy Chittum or Martin or Crook and be like, hey, come up to Woodward, we'll just hit the back corner there and we'll run it back a few times and see what happens, right?
Yes,
sir. So you're looking at colleges, right? You've got some people talking to you.
Yes, sir.
Have you been able to go on visits yet? I know things are kind of
I went up to just like look at the campus. I couldn't really go on like an official or talk to like the head coach. But I went up to New Jersey. I walked around. I talked with some of the teammates from the teams, and they walked me around campus. I liked Lehigh, Princeton. I went up to Rutgers. And it was all cool.
Well, yeah, you can't go wrong with any one of those. I'm sure your parents will be very, very, very proud of you if you land at one of those schools. As a matter of fact, my aunt and uncle graduated from Princeton, so go there. No, I'm just kidding, everybody. I'm not pushing him. Lehigh's great. I know Hines was up there doing big things, and of course we know what kind of team they have at Rutgers, right?
Yeah, Rutgers is probably my favorite just because
pretty deep.
So far, yeah.
I mean, who would be your drill partner at 145?
Honestly, it'd probably be like Seabass, because Seabass weighs a lot apparently. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Maybe Ashnault though, because he's in the room too, so
that's awesome. So you think you'll make a decision this year, or you think you'll let it play out until your senior year?
I don't know if I'll let it play, because I'm gonna go on like a few more of those visits, and then I'm gonna end up going on officials when the dead period ends.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, if you want to come back on this little crappy show and announce what you pick, I'd be more than happy to have you. that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Hey, so what's your go-to song when you're in the hole?
Something, Lil Uzi Vert. I don't know if you know him, but he's a good rapper.
I'll look it up. Let me write it down. I'll make like a playlist of all these. Little Uzi Bird.
Yeah.
So you know what? Next time you see me with headphones on, I'm gonna be rocking Little Uzi Bird, and I'll be like, man, this is my jam now.
What did Chase say?
What did I?
Did you say think... the Who's Number One song you walked out to?
Oh, you know what?
Devil went down to Georgia.
I don't think I remembered to ask him.
Devil went down to Georgia.
No. Devil Went Down to Georgia is a good song.
That's what he played as his walkout song.
That's what he played as his walkout song?
Yeah, who's number one?
Looking for a soul to steal? Hey, that's a good song. I can dig it. Hey, anybody got some questions out there for this young man? Anything you want to know? Anything you want me to ask? Anybody listening? Man, this has been fun, man. I've had a blast.
Yeah.
Have I gotten through all this? Hopefully everybody's happy. We got college, we got that. All right, let's have some fun with these last 10 questions. And please feel free to send anything while I'm still on here. I'll ask Mr. Killich what's going on. But Let's do it. High C or ankle pick?
I used to do a lot of ankle picks, but probably high C. I don't know why I just suddenly switched from ankle picks to doing high C's and doubles and sweeps.
Love it. Are you going peach cobbler or apple pie?
Apple pie, probably.
Apple pie, nice. Apple
pies are good.
You do it with ice cream or Cool Whip?
Oh, peach cobbler might be better with ice cream.
Apple pie with the Cool Whip?
But yeah. Apple pie with Cool Whip would be
good. But not during weight cut, right?
Yeah.
Are you going arm throw or arm drag?
Arm drag. I've worked that more into my arsenal. I didn't use to arm drag as much, but my brother Aslan has taught me a better way to do arm drag. So,
you know, when I talk to a lot of the young men and women, a lot of them like that arm, and they explain to me, because once you get it right, it leads to everything, right? It's like the door.
Yeah, you get an angle. You get an angle to a shot.
Did you? All right. Chicken thighs or chicken breast?
Chicken breast, I guess.
Basically dark meat, white meat, right?
Yeah.
Half or cradle?
Cradle. I used to hit halves like a lot in middle school, but.
You got long arms, short arms?
I kind of got long arms for like my size.
Nice.
Yeah.
My son's 145. He's 15, but I have to, maybe if I come to Georgia around there, I'll drop him off and you can just beat his butt all day. He'd probably learn a lot, right? Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Lucky Charms?
Lucky Charms.
Now, do you do, like, I'm 44, okay, but I'm a big kid, and I'll eat the cereal, and then I'll wait and eat the marshmallows last.
Ooh, that's, I kind of just mix it in, because, like, the cereal, like, has, like, no sweet taste to it, so.
So you just go for it.
Yeah, just go for it.
Love it. Suplex or head and arm?
Suplex or head and arm. Suplex probably. I don't hit well, I kind of do suplexes. I like push that arm in like Greco. I push the arm in and I bear hug and basically like get to the corner and throw.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, you're going French fries or tater tots?
French fries. Gotta go with French fries.
Leg lace or gut wrench?
Leg lace for sure.
Yeah, you were quick on that one. Yeah. All right, grilled cheese or peanut butter and jelly?
That's a tough one.
Those are two favorites, right?
Yeah, probably grilled cheese though.
Nice. And yeah. You like it with just straight American, or you get fancy with it?
Whatever is honestly fine.
Hey, bread hot toasted with butter. You can put anything on it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Tastes good no matter what.
That's awesome, man. Hey, well, obviously it's an honor to have you on, man. I can't wait to see what you do the rest of the year and see what you do your senior year. And hopefully I'll get to meet you again in person. I know I didn't actually get to shake your hand.
Yeah. But
next time I will. I got pictures, great pictures, that one by accident, right? Who was in that picture that was, it was like you, the 190, the 170 kid.
Matthew?
Yeah, Singleton?
Yeah.
And then Horn? Wasn't there like McCrary?
Oh, McCrary, yeah.
Was it Cole?
Cole Hunt? Oh, wait, are you talking about that one photo of all of us?
Yeah. Together?
It was Cole Hunt, Cole Cochran, Jackson Smith, me, Chase, and was that it?
And Singleton, right?
And Singleton, yeah. I don't know why.
And I had Chase Horn on. He's like, you know, you just took a picture of like eight of the top kids in the nation totally by mistake, right? You guys were in a circle or something. I walked up. I'm like, yo, throw up the deuces. Let's take photos. And I was walking around doing that to all. And then when I posted that one photo, it lit up on fire, man. Everybody was like, whoa, look at these kids. And that's when I realized, damn, I must have caught a couple of good ones. So that was awesome, man. Hey, well, congratulations on your year so far. 27-1, right? Or 27-1, 27-2, right? Because you had Alec Martin and Crook, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I guess
so. That's still, that doesn't suck. So keep kicking life's ass, man. Keep doing it big. And I can't wait to see what you do the next couple of years and then hear what school you pick so I can root for them.
Thanks.
All right. Man, you have another family. So what'd you say?
I said, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Anytime, man. Anytime you want to talk wrestling or teach me a few things, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. All right. See you. You have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.